The Vandal is Nowhere to Run at WRJN, where our big deal of the day, 50% savings at Lee's Deli today. Serving up Prasine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today, Lee's Deli special, the Reuben and Fries. They'll give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that you just love. It'll leave you satisfied. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for only $10. Let me do some math here. Hold on. That's 50% off. Today only at WRJN. Big Deals. They're open until 5 p.m. today at Lee's Deli. Just go to WRJN.com and click on that tab. Hey, we've got David Mack here. We're talking the 4th Fest Parade, fireworks, and a special thing going on today at Monument Square, all straight ahead here. It's 7:01 at WRJN.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden will spend today trying to assure members of his own party he's still the best person to take on Donald Trump in the November election. Vice President Harris tells CBS News,
Joe Biden is our nominee. We beat Trump once, and we're going to beat him again. Period.
Texas, Lloyd Doggett's become the first sitting Democrat in Congress to publicly call on Mr. Biden to bow out. Our just-released CBS News poll shows more Americans may be feeling the same way. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
The presidential race has shifted in Donald Trump's direction following the debate. He now has a 3-point edge over President Biden across the collective battleground states, and he has a 2-point edge nationally. In June, Mr. Biden led Trump by 1 point across the battlegrounds.
Hurricane Beryl is roaring toward Jamaica as a slightly less powerful Category 4 storm this morning. CBS's Tom Hansen says tourists have been scrambling to leave.
There was just a rush of people trying to get on last-minute flights to get out of the path of this catastrophic hurricane. We spoke to some people who were not so lucky and had to go home, figure out where they were going to hunker down and wait out this storm.
The TSA says more people are traveling this holiday weekend than ever before. Advice from this woman who got to Newark Airport before the sun came up this morning.
I would say leave early, check in early, your bags and everything, you know, online. I'd say like 2:45, yeah, to make sure you're here on time.
AAA expects millions more people than last year will be driving to their destinations. In Northern California, helicopter crews are dumping retardant on the flames of a massive, quick-moving wildfire in Oroville near Sacramento. More than 13,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders. Many buildings have already been destroyed. New research from the nonprofit Climate Central finds New Jersey is heating up faster than any other state in the Northeast. The region claims a cluster of 7 of the top 10 states across the country, warming more quickly than all others, including Arizona and Texas. Dream of owning a home? Market tracker Adam finds for a lot of Americans it's becoming the impossible dream. Here's CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A new report claims owning a home is now the most expensive it's been in 17 years. The cost consumes more than 35% of the average wage in this country. That includes mortgage payments and taxes. The West and the Northeast had the biggest declines in affordability.
S&P futures are up too. Dow futures ahead 65. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asks those going to wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. Official observances are tonight in 2 local communities. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County are holding fireworks displays tonight, with each starting at around dusk. Police in Sturtevant say they'll close Charles Street starting at 8 tonight until it's all over, with Fireman's Park the place to watch. The cities of Racine and Kenosha shoot off their fireworks tomorrow night. Racine's parade steps off at 9 tomorrow morning. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office can't take an oath, but she is a good girl. The department has introduced canine Stella as the latest member of their canine unit. The English Lab Retriever specializes in electronic storage detection and is trained to locate a wide range of electronic devices. Stella will be working alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. The 12th annual Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday. The event features a pride march that starts in Library Square, live music, and what's called interactive entertainment. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place overlooking Lake Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. We've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I'm working the club in Omaha, and they're closing the 4th of July, naturally. The staff is really cool. They're like, hey, why don't you come out and watch fireworks with us? And I thought that meant that we were going to go to the fairgrounds. No, we were just going to sit in someone's yard and watch the damn town go off, man. For three solid hours, everybody in Omaha had battle rockets, Roman candles, man. One of the people at the party, he's a bartender. He's got a box of professional-grade fireworks. He's gotten them as a tip. Apparently in Omaha, fireworks are currency. And you know how guys are with their explodables. He's showboating a little bit. He set it up in the middle of the street. It's got its own special launch pad. Takes a cigarette. That's how you light them in Omaha. Lights the fuse and off it goes. Boom! Shockwaves are knocking children to the ground. The four horsemen of the apocalypse ride up. Hey, is it time yet? Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. We'll come back later. All right. And as the dust settles, a silence falls over the whole neighborhood. As you can tell that every red-blooded Omaha man has just realized that the bar has been raised. It's time to get serious. They're calling up to their wives. Come on, let me get that stuff I stole from the base out of the attic. Come on now. Yeah, bring the guidance system too. We're going nuclear on the Johnsons this year, honey.
She's thinking of, and she told me what to say. She said she loves. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
The Beatles, She Loves You, local news and timeless hits at WRJM. We're going to put away our cell phones, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to put away our cell phones because school is starting. And David Mack is here, not only our alderman, but he's also a board member of Fourth Fest, which is putting on the big parade, the fireworks. And what's going on today in Monument Square?
Today
after
is...
After you put away your phone, we'll find out.
Hedda, text my sister-in-law, who's listening from Kenosha.
All the way down there.
Yes.
All right.
Amazing that the signal travels that far, right?
Actually, you can listen anywhere in the world because it's streamed. So you can.
Excellent.
If you have a relative in the Philippines, China, or India, they can listen.
Well, that's good. I'll let my friends in Germany know next time.
Yeah, they can listen.
So anyway, we have a party on the square, and it started back when I was the president of Fourth Fest, and one of our board members, Chuck Christofferson, said, you know, a lot of people are looking for something to do on July 3rd. They're coming in from out of town. They're coming back to Racine.
They called in sick at work when they weren't.
So let's throw a party down on Monument Square. And so we started that, and we've continued it. We'll have a band down there. We'll have refreshments that you can purchase. There'll be a couple food trucks and... it's just a fun time. They'll have those bags set out, which my grandkids run up to it and they try throwing that little beanie bag into the
cornhole games.
Yes. And so it's just a good time. And the band is usually excellent and people are dancing, having a good time.
Well, you don't hire bad bands.
No.
So, yeah. Nobody sits there and says, gee, we don't have a lot of money. You got any bad bands we can hire?
So it is a fundraiser for Fourth Fest. It's a way to help offset the cost of the parade.
Now, where does the money come from for Fourth Fest? I mean, this is expensive to put on a parade, fireworks, and so forth. Where does the money come from?
People don't realize that the parade is organized by a separate board, Fourth Fest of Greater Racine. When I was president of the board, I took them through the process of becoming a 501c3. So we are a nonprofit entity. And people think, oh, the city puts this on. And the city is one of our, if not largest, sponsors for the parade. The in-kind contributions that the city makes with law enforcement, barricades, street closures, all that stuff costs a lot of money. But we have to raise money because you don't think about it. We rent porta potties that we put out throughout the parade route. We have to rent golf carts. We have to rent portable radios. We have to, I'm brain freeze here. Can't have a brain freeze on the radio, can you, Don?
Oh, you can. You just did.
But anyway, there's just a lot of things that go into putting on a parade. If we have a band coming from out of town, for example, the Badger Band is coming and they cost money. And the kids don't make a lot of money off of it, but they get some travel money to come in. If we get a band coming from, you know, far, far away, which is not happened in a while, you know, we have to give them money for travel expenses. You can't expect a band to go out there, fundraise all year long so that they can drive to, you know, rent a bus to go to Racine, Wisconsin for a 2.5 hour parade. And then
two and a half hours,
yeah.
Probably three.
And then hightail it elsewhere. So there are expenses to the parade. We fundraise all year long. We have a lot of little mini fundraisers. We just had a golf outing, which, raise some money for us. This party on the 3rd tonight at Monument Square, that is one of our fundraisers. We go out and get corporate sponsors. And then we also rely on in-kind contributions. For example, WRJN was one of our sponsors this year, helping to provide
Tons of advertising, yep,
for the parade. So we really appreciate that sponsorship. It's something that, you know, goes a long way in helping us have a successful parade, getting the word out. The other thing, too, is tomorrow at the parade, you're going to see signs saying the blue shirts are coming. And that's our revamped barrel drive. If you remember in years past, you know, a cart goes down, has a little barrel on the back, and people go into the spectators and ask for donations. You know, we've been touting if everybody that watched the parade gave a dollar, we would be fully funded for next year without even having to do a fundraiser. So we ask that you be generous. If you see the barrel come by, that you throw a couple bucks in there so that we can continue to have a very, very popular parade. Next year will be 89 years. So this is our 88th parade this year, 89 next year, and then the following year, we're going to celebrate our 90th parade. Hard to believe.
And I owe you 10 bucks, I think, because I said that that construction north of the Main Street Bridge wouldn't be done. It's done. They have part of it opened up today. So I owe 10 bucks to that bucket. Hold it right there. Hey, we're talking to David Mack. We're talking 4th Fest activities, the big 4th of July holiday. I mean, if you live in Racine, it's all based on the 4th of July. It's such a great day in the city of Racine. And the 4th Fest committee is responsible for almost all of that. So more coming up here. I'm Don Rosen. It's 718 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Today's WRGN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Lee's Deli, serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Today's Lee's Deli special, the Reuben Fries. They give your meal the premium, fresh ingredients that will leave you fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdelliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Go to WRGN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRGN Big Deals.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local civic media radio station and the app.
local news, and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed, with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Even chubby. That's the thing that gets me. Chubby Checker, Let's Twist Again. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN at 724. Alderman David Mack is here, also 4th Fest board member. And I got a question for you. Check out these items. These used to be really common, but vanished over the years when we didn't even realize it. Remember those wheels, the shoes with the wheels in them called Heelys? Remember kids used to just all of a sudden skate and then they'd walk? Remember those? Do you remember seeing those?
That was after my time, but
They had them, and
we had roller skates where you put them over your shoe.
Yeah, they're the metal ones. Clamped them on. But these were those little things kids used to walk, skate, and then they just start walking with them. They're gone. Prizes and cereal boxes. They don't do it anymore.
That's a bummer, because even as an adult, I picked cereal based on
the prizes
that you got. I have some really cool stuff back at home.
Probably too many people choking on them. How about picture in picture? They don't have it on TVs anymore. I don't have it.
I've noticed that too, and that's kind of a bummer, because when you're flipping stations and you want to see something on another station, but you don't want to miss, you know, the winning touchdown or something. And
It's on my cable remote, but I called up Spectrum. They said that we don't offer that anymore. Mm. But it's on there, picture in picture. Right. And probably one of the big reasons is because people are on their computers or cell phones while they're watching TV anyway. So they got picture in picture and picture in picture doing it. Voiceovers and movie trailers. Mm. They don't have them anymore. Now they just show scenes cut together with big booms between all the scenes. But there used to be the guy who said, "In a world that has gone mad." That's what it used to be. They don't have that anymore. No more voiceovers. And paid lunch breaks. 9 to 5 used to mean 8 hours. You got a break in the middle. A lot of companies switched to 9 to 6 at some point, and everybody just had to take it on the chin.
Hmm.
Yeah, no breaks in radio. No eating either. I haven't eaten on the air in how long? 50 years?
I just ate on the air once. We did election night coverage. I brought pizzas in.
No,
I didn't. And you had one. You had a slice.
I don't think so.
Yes, you did.
You know, a guy named Joel Goddard I work with in Atlanta, he works 7 to midnight, and I was eating. And he said, shouldn't eat on the radio. Joel Goddard went on to be the Ed McMahon character on The Tonight Show when, who came after Jay Leno, then Jay Leno came back. In between, there was the guy from, I can't remember his name now. Anyway, so he was on The Tonight Show for years as the announcer. And he told me that once. He said, don't eat while you're on the air. And I never did after that.
I think the pepperoni stain is still here on the
corner. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Good. Thank you. All right. Fourth Fest Parade coming up tomorrow. Let's go over the stats of this parade. It starts at 8:30 with the pre-parade. And right. When I try to describe that to family and friends, what do you mean a pre-parade? The word pre-parade, and I know what it is, but try to explain it to somebody, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, I wonder if we're the only parade in the country that has a pre-parade.
Well, they have the Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City.
The Macy's Day Parade,
where they have the Broadway shows come out.
Yeah.
And they perform all these Broadway musicals in front of Macy's. Kind of a pre-parade.
Right.
But not like this one.
You know, it's... I've been going to this parade since I was a kid, which I'm only 25, so what, about 20 years now? And I remember the fire engines and all that big heavy stuff racing down the parade route. And as a kid, it was exciting because it's loud and you hear all the sirens and the horns honking. But there's certain people that want to be in the parade. And when you look at a dump truck, do you really want to watch a dump truck going down the parade route? No, it doesn't have a lot of value from that perspective. But you throw the dump truck into the pre-parade after the fire engines, after the squad cars, after the tractors. And then we started having to put the classic cars in the pre-parade because they end up overheating. So they have to go faster than the parade speed. So you're going to be in a classic car. I'm hoping it makes it down the parade route without you having to jump out and push it.
I was in the Milwaukee Christmas parade once in downtown Milwaukee, and we had the pink Cadillac from Clint Eastwood's movie, Pink Cadillac. There was a guy who owned the car. He bought it, and the clutch burned.
Oh.
Yeah, going through the parade, and you could smell it burning.
And we rented the Scooby machine, mystery machine from Volo Auto. They came up and they brought the Batmobile. So I got to sit in the Batmobile. I talked on the bat phone the whole bit. And the mystery machine's going down the parade route and it overheats. And it only made it, you know, a few blocks. So we got the Batmobile through the parade, but the mystery machine ended up being hauled away.
They say run your air conditioner in the car, and it's better. It doesn't sound like it's better because it makes your engine work more, but they say run the air conditioner. David Mack is here. We're talking the Fourth Fest Parade and activities. We still got to talk about those fireworks. All right, we got to talk about that. Some of the people in the parade. That's all straight ahead. I'm Don Rosen. It is 7:30 at WRJN, and we've got the WRJN Radio Park News coming up from the newsroom, and Stuart J. Waddles is here. Stuart, what do we have for us?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A celebration of life for Jonathan Delagrave will be held next Tuesday. The Racine County executive passed away during a morning jog last Friday. Visitation is set for Monday and Tuesday at Grace Church, with services Tuesday at 11. Delagrave's obituary asked those going to wear Badgers attire. Board Supervisor Tom Kramer is acting as county executive until a special election can be held. Official observances are tonight in two local communities. Paddock Lake in Kenosha County and Sturtevant in Racine County are holding fireworks displays tonight, with each starting at around dusk. Police in Sturtevant say they'll close Charles Street starting at 8 tonight until it's all over, with Fireman's Park the place to watch. The cities of Racine and Kenosha shoot off their fireworks tomorrow night. Racine's parade steps off at 9 tomorrow morning. The newest member of the Racine County Sheriff's Office can't take an oath, but she is a good girl. The department has introduced canine Stella as the latest member of their canine unit. The English Lab Retriever specializes in electronic storage detection and is trained to locate a wide range of electronic devices. Stella will be working alongside Investigator Lacombe in the Internet Crimes Against Children unit. The 12th annual Kenosha Pride Festival is Saturday. The event features a pride march that starts in Library Square, live music, and what's called interactive entertainment. Stages will be set up at Celebration Place overlooking Lake Michigan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I get it. Wisconsin farmers frustrated with the quality of the crop they've got standing in the fields and frustrated with the prices they're being offered in the marketplace. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And it's not just because Wisconsin's got the lowest crop ratings in the United States right now. It's also the number of acres being grown. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says last Friday's prospective planting report revealed that.
I had one fear going into that report. Remember back in March, there were 6 million acres that were unaccounted for. And it seems like some of that found its way back into this report in terms of corn acres. Cotton acres were higher, too. So there was a couple areas there that we saw that acre jump come in. Again, that was well above trade expectations, and that just adds to the supply pile, almost kind of nullifies some of this areas that are seeing the heavy wetness, because we could lose 1 million acres of production and still be above what the market was expecting.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Markets in Chicago yesterday managed to still hold positive as far as corn and soybeans were concerned. What's happening overnight? Those numbers next.
Steffens Group has been in the business of marketing farm construction, transportation equipment, and farm real estate at public auction for over 60 years. With locations across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region, our team is readily equipped to handle any of your auction needs. Sell with confidence, knowing that our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service. Visit steffensgroup.com to find a representative near you and discuss your options for selling with Steffens today. steffensgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2¾ cents at 188. 40-pound block cheese and AA butter both stood still. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, up to 1963 a hundredweight. September also up to 2009 a hundredweight. Meanwhile, December new crop corn, that's up a penny and a half, 422. November new crop soybeans are up a nickel right now, 1117. September wheat, that's up 7¼, currently at 588 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot on where we stand so far on a Wednesday morning with our farm markets. Don't forget, more farm news available, MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 86 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 68. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning. Could see a shower or two in the afternoon with a high of 79. And then rain and thunderstorms are possible Thursday night. And again on Friday, our high Friday, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I just hit 2.5 years of quitting smoking cigarettes, which... Thank you, but no. Wait, did someone boo that? Was the Marlboro Man here? Why would you boo that? Big tobacco in the second balcony. You should keep going. Remember how relaxed it made you? Yes. I think smoking's still cool. There is nothing cooler than watching a 90-year-old man smoke a cigarette with that look on his face. Like, yeah. I won. Yeah. When you put it like that, I think you did. I do recommend quitting smoking. There are a lot of great benefits. You save money. Because when you smoke cigarettes in any city and you go outside and light one up, you might as well just shoot a flare into the sky that tells every drunk and insane person you feel like having a conversation. That little orange ember becomes like a lighthouse for the mentally ill. They see you smoking, they're like, I'm gonna go talk to that guy.
House of the Supremes. Keep me hanging on at WRJN Local News in Tablas. It's at 7:39. Looking for a gradual clearing today with a high near 85. Right now, it's cloudy and 73 degrees here at Radio Park. David Mack is here, 4th Fest board member, also our alderman for the 4th District. You Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes. Who else put that song in the top 10?
Recently.
No, back in the 60s and 80s. 60s and 80s.
No, 80s, yeah. Well, 80s is recent to me.
Okay.
Hard to believe that 80s music is considered oldies now, yeah. But to me it's still like yesterday.
It's 44 years ago. Of course it's only.
Yeah, my 40th reunion
in 1966, 2 years after this song came out, Vanilla Fudge had a hit with it.
I have all their records.
It was a real rock song. You Keep Me Hanging. It made top 10. And also, I think it was Tiffany had the You Keep Me Hanging out of the 80s. So. But yeah, Vanilla Fudge Supreme. We're due for another version of it pretty soon.
Wasn't Tiffany like one of those one-hit wonders?
No, Tiffany had a couple of hits, yeah. She was like a teen. She was like Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
She was like one of those teenage stars that came around all of a sudden. And I think we saw Tiffany. See, Tiffany or Debbie Gibson? No, it was Debbie Gibson at Alpine Valley. I took my daughter and her friends to go. What a great dad I was.
A few years ago, one of your former employees, one of your sales crew, back, you know, many, many years ago, but a couple of years ago, she saw Debbie Gibson, I think, out at some, like, bar in Western Racine County, thinking, okay, so Debbie Gibson used to play Alpine Valley, but now is playing, you know,
well,
with her one or two hits.
Tina Turner, I saw at Summerfest back in 1980, playing one of the side stages, because she was, her career went and tanked, but then it came back, but she was playing one of the side stages.
You know, it's amazing that some of the, you go to Summerfest, and I'm talking a few years back now, I don't know what the lineup is this year at all, believe it or not, but there were acts like Hall & Oates playing a side stage, and these are acts that used to play arenas.
Well, people don't know who they are now.
Exactly.
You know, it's, you know, unless you stay front and center in the public's mind, they forget about you. Mm-hmm. By the way, Hall isn't talking to Oates, and Oates isn't talking to Hall anymore, so they're done. They won't perform ever again, so if you saw them, you're lucky. Debbie Gibson lived in Merrick, Long Island. My first radio station was in Merrick, Long Island. So I found out she lived about three blocks from the radio station. And, well, of course, she wasn't a singer back then. She was going to school. But had I known, I would have brought her in. I said, you know what? You're going to be a superstar someday. And we got you here first, if I would have known. Like Back to the Future, if I was able to pull that off. Okay, so we got the 4th Fest Parade. This is the big one. You have beautiful weather tomorrow. I put the word perfect down here. Sunny with a high near 80. I think it doesn't get better than that. And that's it. Probably late in the afternoon, 80, probably in the 60s and 70s parade. You see it perfect. It's perfect. Now, there are some rules. You can't set up shop on the street until 5 a.m.
Right. We go to breakfast at 5 a.m., and I'm usually leaving the house at 5, and I'm tooling down Main Street, and I'm watching all the people starting to set up. And there's Don Rosen getting his chairs out, and I honk the horn.
That's right.
Don's like, who's that just went by? And
who's that annoying person beeping the horn at this hour? Yeah, we set up our chairs at 5 o'clock on the dot. We keep them on our front lawn, and then we move them out. But the police do come by and tell people to move.
Yep.
And you can't set up before 5.
In the old days, people used to camp out overnight and make a party of it. But, you know, those days are gone. And, you know, I've been watching it. Even if you don't get up there at 5 a.m., you might not get the choice spot. But there are plenty of great spots along the parade route that you can watch the parade
from. And we let people, you know, if there's a family, if they want to sit on my front lawn, I don't care. You know,
I still remember the days when WRJN used to broadcast live from the Rosen Estate.
Yeah, when Debbie Gibson had a number one song and Tiffany was on the charts.
And Don Rosen would come running out into the middle of the street, and I had to slam on the brakes of the golf cart to avoid hitting him. And all of a sudden, he'd stick a microphone in my face, and there's, I think I took that picture. There's Don in the middle of the street with Paul Ryan, but you can't see it because this is radio. But I told Don, wouldn't it be cool if we put cameras in here and we broadcast? Didn't Howard Stern do that where you can watch him live on TV doing radio? Yeah, that was party on the pavement.
Look at, we're wearing winter coats.
That was party on the pavement in October.
I know, but look at the winter coats we're wearing. It must have been freezing that day. My goodness, I'm all bundled up.
But anyway, and then during the parade, no silly string, please. No poppers. Just sit back. Yep.
That's you in the parade, me. Yeah, talking. You're in your little scooter
Don's
cart.
Don's showing me his phone with all these old pictures.
No phones. I got to put it down.
Unfortunately, you can't see it, though, but maybe I'll talk to Civic Media about installing some cameras in here.
Oh, great.
Wouldn't that be cool to see Don Rosen live?
Picking his nose in the morning.
You know, Don's got a face for radio, so those of you that don't know what he looks like, you'd be able to see what he looks like.
Yeah, I want to see. Okay, so no silly string.
No silly
string.
But they
sell it in those carts that come up and down Main Street.
Don't even get me started on those vendors, but...
They sell all that stuff.
Yeah.
If you can't have it, how come you let them sell it?
We have no control over that.
Don't they have permits to sell?
Not through us. So I'm not sure how that all works. We're going to try to do some things.
I mean, that's a good job to have. It says if you can't have a silly string, don't sell it. It's like all these fireworks places that pop up around in Racine and Mount Pleasant on the 4th. You can't use them.
Right.
Same thing with the big fireworks companies. They sell a lot, and there were some cities that allow it, like Town of Raymond, you could do it. But if you can't use them...
Technically, in Wisconsin, I guess you can buy them with these permits. But in Wisconsin, anything that flies or explodes are illegal.
So sparklers are okay?
Not during the parade, please.
No. I'm doing it at night.
Yeah, sparklers are fine.
Oh, good.
Those fountains. We went out, those legal stands. We bought some fountains. We'll light them off for the kids after the fireworks. But during the parade... You don't get there early, but rest assured, you'll still find a spot on the parade route if you don't get there at 5 a.m. in the morning. Stay hydrated if it's warm.
Yeah.
And no throwing stuff into the street, please. No getting up and deciding you're going to walk across the street.
Oh, I see people do that all the time,
during the parade.
Oh, I see a friend over there, and a float hits you and runs you over.
Yeah. Don, you're going to be in the parade, so no throwing candy out.
Number 47. We'll throw a little Debbie cakes out. No, we don't throw anything out.
So,
we'll be out there. Number 47. How many people are, how many numbers
there's
in the parade?
There's over 115 entries.
Okay,
year.
So we're in the first half. Okay.
Today is July 3rd, so we have released the lineup. We used to release it.
Release the hounds.
Or what was it? Release the Kraken. Is that, So anyway, we have released the lineup today. Racine County Eye has it online. The Journal Times has it online. I don't know if the Journal Times has, the WRGN has it online.
Don't know.
But you can see what the lineup is. The paper used to print it on July 4th. So you'd wake up and there was the lineup on the front page, and they don't publish a paper on holidays anymore.
They don't?
No.
Well, I got Racine County Eye.
Yeah, so it's on Racine County Eye. It'll be online. So
Denise Lockwood with her publication.
You can see what the lineup is. You know, some of our favorites, the Ojima Float, La Tapatia Horses, the Badger Band, will have... elected officials will have...
Oh, good. That's my favorite part.
We'll have pageant royalty.
That's my favorite part. I like seeing those young ladies. We're talking to David Mack, 4th Fest board member, also your 4th District Alderman. More coming up here. Speaking about Summerfest.
Check, one, two. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest.
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Everyone's calendar is marked for the 4th of July, and once again, WRJN is proud to help Racine celebrate the 4th. The 88th Annual Parade steps off at 9 a.m. at Main and Gould Streets and runs over 2.5 miles through downtown. Then, stake out your favorite lakefront North Beach spot for the spectacular fireworks display at dusk Thursday night. The fireworks are sponsored by the City of Racine and Festival Foods. It's timeless fun on the 4th, and we're proud to be part of it on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body sway. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show.
Three
on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipe if the answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweet.
I love 4th of July. You want a sparkler?
No.
At the end of the day, you want to out-duel the rest of the block? Then you'd have to light off the big firework, remember? That was an announcement. I'm lighting it up, $48 one. People are like, back up, get behind the car. Get behind the car, get your brother, get behind the car. What's going on? Ma, get in the house. And get behind the screen window, hurry up. He's lighting off the $48 one, hurry up.
What does he do?
That's the thing, I don't know. Flint! Flint! It goes on his back. You're like, try to put it up. Don't touch it. Is it still lit? I don't know if it's still lit.
A cop.
What's going on here? Nothing. What's that, the $48 one?
Talk about the $48 one. I think on the 4th Fest fireworks, you got a couple of $48 ones there, huh?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say how much the fireworks cost, but if it wasn't for festival foods.
$5,000, I'm guessing.
Yeah, more than that.
If really?
If it wasn't for festival foods and the city of Racine, we would not be having a fireworks show. But we have one of the best, I think, fireworks displays along the lake, and Festival Foods keeps telling us every year that we have one of the best, if not the best. And you've been down there. It's what about a 30-40 minute show?
Yeah, and continuous.
Yes, the finale is usually phenomenal. We work with a fireworks company out of Indiana, I believe it is, and just it's amazing, especially when you're sitting down by the beach and the firework shells are flying and landing on top of you because the wind is blowing towards the land versus out to the lake. But no, it's a phenomenal show. Every year, you know, I think this can't get better, and it seems to. And the sounds, the booms, and the display, it's just
it's
amazing. It brings out the little kid in all of us,
and great viewing at North Beach.
I have grandkids, and it's fun just watching them. Their eyes light up real big as they see these going off. And
when I was a kid, we used to watch it. We had to go to the drive-in movie theater because they shot it off on the. We had pin. They don't do it anymore. Remember pinwheels?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the pinwheels? They were great. The drive-in had all these pinwheels, and they shot rockets off. My father got his brand-new 1965 Chevy Impala, brand-new maroon color.
Make a great lowrider today.
We're at the drive-in, at the Massapequa drive-in, watching the fireworks. And after it went off, one of the rockets fell from the sky, all, you know, the debris, right on the hood, and made a burn mark on it.
Oh, no.
He didn't have the car more than 3 days. He had a burn mark on it.
We were watching it one year, and the wind was blowing towards us. And all of a sudden, a burning ember comes and lands, you know, 2 feet away from us. Like, oh.
There's no guarantees when you go. Let's take a moment here to remember Jonathan Delagrave, the county executive for Racine County, who just passed away unexpectedly, shocked everybody this past week. And you worked with him before.
I did. And, you know, Jonathan was a remarkable individual. He was on the Caledonia Town Board, became the town chairman. He took that community through the process of becoming a village, was the first village president, and he was hired when County Executive McReynolds, when Bill McReynolds was county executive, and he went over and he was working in our detention center for juvenile detention center, worked his way up the ladder. He took over Ridgewood at one point, and when he ran for county executive, he was our human services director. And when he got appointed as human services director, he called me up. He said, Dave, can you come over and explain emergency management to me? I don't want to be the HSD director that when something hits the fan, I'm not prepared. That was the type of person he was, a very proactive. And it's interesting because I've worked with a lot of people, and most of them, emergency manager is something like, oh, it's there, but it's not that important. In this case, he saw the value of it, and he knew that he had a role to play, and an important role to play, and he didn't want to fall flat on his face. And he was a prepared individual. He was very sensitive, very compassionate. Kind of interesting, when he became county executive, mental health became one of his primary focuses as county executive. But you look at the growth that has taken place under his watch, the upgrades to Pritchard Park with the football field and the ice rink that they're going to be putting in, the juvenile detention center, changing the whole model and becoming a regional center for that. Had some challenges placing it on Taylor Avenue and found a place over on Three Mile Road and shepherded that.